This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. Government urged to make it easier for small businesses to qualify for the 5.5% tax rate. The director of the Education Reform says change is needed at the Erdiston Teachers Training College to facilitate the proposed education transformation. Jamaica's government backs increased penalties for crime, and thousands of people flee northern Gaza as attacks from Israeli forces intensify. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. The Small Business Association wants government to make it easier for more of their members to benefit from the 5.5% corporate tax rate for small enterprises. Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley, in announcing a hike in corporate tax rates, recently stated that registered small businesses with gross income below $2 million will continue to pay the 5.5% rate. Chief Executive Officer of the SBA, Dr. Lynette Holder, agrees with that position, but wants more of her members to be able to qualify for the low tax.
There is some concern on the part of members in the wider sector that while the small business community was identified and a specific threshold of $2 million was mentioned, which is the definition pursuant to the Small Business Act, there's a caveat to that, and the caveat is that the business must be an approved small business pursuant to the Act. Now, therein lies the challenge for us, for the simple reason that it is a very onerous process to become an approved small business.
She wants the process simplified.
Research was done that showed, and our members attested to this, that in some instances it took a business some 52 weeks to gain approved small business status. We need to make sure that it is a lot easier for firms to become approved small businesses so that they can benefit from the provision in the legislation. Now, when we work on that and we're able to improve that, I can see firms readily, easily applying because the process is nimble, the process is not an arduous one.
CEO of the Small Business Association, Dr. Lynette Holder. Government's Director on Education Reform, Ida Mae Denny, stresses as part of government's education transformation, the Erdiston Teachers Training College needs to be reformed to better train teachers and principals. Her comments came last evening during the third public consultation on the proposals for education reform at the Princess Margaret Secondary School.
We need to make sure that they have the capacity to do what they're supposed to do. We recognize also that the issues of teachers are critical, no more critical than of other areas of the public service, but we recognize that if teachers' issues are not dealt with expeditiously, it may have an impact on teaching and learning. And therefore, we are proposing the introduction of a teaching service commission. All of the legislative hurdles have been crossed, and all we have to do now is develop the framework and implement the commission.
Government's Director on Education Reform, Ida Mae Denny. Bayview Hospital will soon be offering a 24-hour service for walk-in patients. This was disclosed by the hospital's administrator, Julie Reed. She was speaking at the launch of the Rotary Club's Carols by Candlelight, for which PVH Group, the company that owns Bayview, is a sponsor. Ms. Reed said that the new facility is expected to open to the public by May of 2024.
We now look forward to introducing the services of Bayview Urgent Care. Bayview Urgent Care Center is scheduled to open April, May 2024 and will be accessible to Barbadians around the clock 7 days a week, 24/7. For the first time, we will be able to facilitate and offer treatment or admission to walk-in patients as needed.
Plans are also in the works to have a string of several new offerings, including an ambulance service.
Along with the new facility and expansion of the original Bayview Hospital to accommodate an emergency care unit, we will be introducing an ambulance service, an additional state-of-the-art operating theatre, a 24-hour in-house laboratory, diagnostic and radiology housing, a new CT scan machine. Our partners at Bayview Laboratory have also launched an exciting new product, the first of its kind on island. Bayview Labs has taken the initiative to provide fast, convenient and confidential self-collection kits for sexually transmitted diseases, STIs and human papillomavirus, HPV.
Administrator with the Bayview Hospital, Julie Reed. Democratic Labour Party spokesperson Walter Maloney has raised concern about issues facing the Queen Elizabeth Hospital. He says too often critical equipment in the hospital does not work and is calling on government to urgently address the issue.
It has been drawn to our attention that the radiation machines within the chemotherapy department is not functioning. This is a key piece of equipment that a lot of lives will depend upon for key treatment. How long can we continue to endure this? First, we had a problem with the mammogram equipment not working. Now we are talking about radiation. And we know that there are a lot of people in this country who are suffering from different forms of illnesses that will require the usage of this piece of equipment. Yet, we are yet to hear anything from the substantial Minister of Health. When are we going to fix these issues? This is about life and death. The Democratic Labour Party, therefore, calls on this government to hastily address the issues within the hospital.
DLP spokesperson Walter Maloney. A government senator wants better road signage and an efficient call center for the Barbados Licensing Authority. Speaking during Senate as they debated the Road Traffic Amendment Bill, Senator Patricia Paris said the Licensing Authority needs a proper functioning call center to allow for ease of doing business.
There are persons who want to get information from the Barbados Licensing Authority. They call, no one answers the phone. So sometimes they leave home and they drive to the BLA to conduct business. When they get there, they don't have the proper documentation. So they have to drive back home, and if they live in St. Peter or St. Lucie, it is a far way to go. So if they had that call center available to them, with someone answering the phone, not a machine, then that will assist. So I am looking forward to that call center.
Government Senator Patricia Paris. Government Senator Antwele Boyce wants the private sector to employ people with disabilities. He made the appeal during his contribution to the debate on the resolution to lease a property at the Garrison to the Barbados Autistic Association. Senator Boyce also believes the private sector has a special or a social responsibility to the disabled community.
But such must be your commitment to the development of this country that you ensure that these individuals, the most vulnerable of our society in many cases, have the space to look after themselves, to live independent lives to the extent that they can. Also, while contributing to your profitability and your income streams and all the rest of it.
Senator Antwele Boyce, the Jamaican government has signaled its intention to support legislation increasing the penalty for crime while criticizing lawmakers whom it says are too soft on the sentencing of people who commit murder, including children aged 14 to 17. Prime Minister Andrew Holness told legislators there are amendments to legislation which will increase penalties for such criminal terrorists and urged the House to pass these amendments forthwith before the year is out. And finally, Israel to the southern Gaza. A military spokesperson said people were fleeing because Hamas has lost control of the north. Meanwhile, the United Nations Human Rights Commissioner accuses both Israel and Hamas of war crimes. Israel began striking Gaza after Hamas attacks on October 7th, which saw 1,400 people killed and more than 200 taken hostage. More than 10,500 people have been killed in Gaza, according to the Hamas-run health ministry, including more than 4,300 children. Recapping the headlines. Government urged to make it easier for small businesses to qualify for the 5.5% tax rate. The Director on Education Reform says change is needed at the Erdiston Teachers Training College to facilitate the proposed education transformation. The Jamaican government backs increased penalties for crime. Thousands of people flee northern Gaza as attacks from Israeli forces intensify. And that was the 7:30 edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network is a member of the OCM Group. You can listen to The Latest News or catch up on news stories at starcomnetwork.net. You may also WhatsApp Add Me to 246-2566-397 to receive breaking news. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.